Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I cried out.
Heaven save me! But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't have to go to see Metallica tonight. I mean, that's a bigger deal.
Oh, like a much bigger deal.
Yeah, you think they're listening on the drive into the stadium?
Probably not.
No, you don't think so?
We are at the Farley Service Plaza with Chickies and Peach for the official kickoff to summer. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Who won the debate about Rick Tocchet? Al Morganti or Hunter Brody?
Something tells me Al crushed it.
68.5% Al Morganti.
Yeah, I would never say I doubted Al, but I was surprised. I was wondering what the intensity level was going to be.
We doubted Al,
and we doubted him, and he knew we doubted him.
And I think Brode's being so over the top at the beginning got Al's back. Yeah, if Al goes first, you don't get that response.
Yeah,
right.
By the way, is 3.5 hours too long for a concert? 54.6% say yes. All the 45.4% say noers are Springsteen
psychos.
People.
Or Fish people.
Yeah.
Or Grateful Dead.
3.5 for one act?
For one act.
Yeah, that's
too
a little
much.
Long. Yeah, that's
now, too much.
Because Ellie's thing is
the whole night is fine. 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
for the whole
that's
night.
What I was kind of thinking. Four, yeah, one act. Yeah, I don't need 3 hours.
7 p.m. to 11 p.m. All good. Right. All good for one night, you know, but not for one act.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Well, because Elliot's thing is when he goes to a concert, he wants it to be an hour and only the hits.
Yeah, well, because Elliot is like a kind of like a girl with music.
Wow.
I mean, it just kind of is.
Yeah, huh?
He just assaulted Elliot and women.
He's going to go to he's going to get an espresso martini tonight at the Beyonce concert.
Yep. With his Cowboy Carter hoodie.
No, the finger's up tonight. He's jamming tonight. You know he is.
Man,
he is jamming tonight.
How we let him cover football.
Yep, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It really is.
Let's talk about our baseball team, why don't we?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Says Jackie Baseball.
Well, first off, I want to make sure I get this out of the way. I wrote a book. I co-wrote a book alongside my good pal Kevin Reavy, and we're going to be with Joe Conklin July 12th down at in Ocean City Music Pier. So obviously I will not be doing stand-up. I'm not a stand-up guy. But
shocker.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. But I'll be there signing copies of Ring the Bell.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Ringthebellbook.com to pre-order, and you can still get a signed copy and free shipping. So
there you go.
And Ike might sign it, might sign it.
Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe.
There's going to be a lot of people that are going to get a book that isn't signed by Ike that we're going to have to remedy.
I might just forge Ike's signature.
There you go.
I'll say, holla at your boy.
Yeah.
And then a fake Ike.
5'8".
Yeah. 5'8".
Yeah. That's all going to be. So, Fransky's going to be on TV tonight. I'm sure you guys are going to be up for the 10 o'clock start.
I'll be up. I'll be home. That's when I'll be getting home.
Yeah. You'll be up?
Me? because the end of the Knicks game.
Knicks Pacers. Go Pacers.
By the way, I mean, what a game the other day.
What a game. What a choke job.
So sad to see the Knicks choke. Seriously, really? Just so disappointing. I never thought I'd be cheering for the Pacers so hard.
The Pacers, really.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Usually I don't like when athletes try to do something that was iconic in the past, but I appreciate the Halliburton choke thing.
And pointing to Reggie Miller while he did it. Oh, my God.
By the way, how is Reggie Miller allowed to call these games? I mean, I know it's...
Dude, he
was laughing.
Dude. Yes.
The videos of him laughing at, Radio City Music Hall.
I don't know if y'all heard the game, right? Late in the game, he couldn't hide his bias. Like, he couldn't hide it anymore.
Yeah.
He was clearly rooting for the Pacers to win that game.
Yep.
It was so good.
Yes.
Just an unbelievable. The Pacers have done that 3 times now, these playoffs. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I think they
might have it.
Yep.
They might have it.
Can't believe Morey.
Sucks. We're going to get an Indiana OKC finals.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be on NBA TV.
The first ever.
Yeah, a True TV. Check out the finals on True TV.
Thursday night football version of the NBA title. So in some Phil's news. Orlando Arcia DFA'd today by the Braves.
I saw that for Acuna.
For Acuna. Yep. So Acuna's back. But Arcia, of course, from Attaboy Harper.
Sure.
Yep.
24 months ago, he was an all-star, and now he is...
DFA'd.
He is done.
Wow.
He is donezo. Harper ended his career.
Braves in Philly this week?
Next week.
Next week. So looking... Well, yes, this upcoming week.
Yep.
So looking forward to that. All games on, I think... All national TV on 6-4.
Yeah, 7 o'clock every game. Yeah.
Braves are 500 now, but get Acuna back and Strider's back now.
His Braves.
They're not my Braves. I just thought they were a good bet.
No, the Braves are going to be your Rams.
Yep. They are.
Of this season.
Acuna coming to save my fantasy team, too.
He is. I think we need to pour one out for Gene Segura.
Poor one out. He just retired.
I don't care. He didn't die. No, I know. I don't know what to say when they retired. I was kind of stuck in the middle of what to say at that point.
Yeah.
But who could forget his 200th double?
Yeah.
I mean, 200. We stopped.
He didn't forget it.
He sure didn't. But, man, Segura had such an interesting arc here. He got blamed for McCutcheon tearing his ACL.
Yep.
And that actually turned him into – he started drinking heavily after that. And he got, overweight and, it kind of derailed him for a little bit. And then being able to bounce back 2022 and – he wasn't a great player here, but I mean, he had the hit against the Cardinals that kind of spurred this whole thing.
Yeah,
he had the big Gene Segura game in the NLCS, cold diving plays and a big hit to give him the lead. I love Gene Segura. Every time they walked someone ahead of him, he seemed to come through with a big hit. He was a fun little player here.
Yeah, I like Gene Segura. I did. He was a part of that 22 magical season. Yeah, it sucks that whole incident with the McCutcheon sort of led to him being depressed or what have you.
But it did lead to Angelo versus Gabe,
which
was great.
Yeah, it's great radio.
Gene Segura is the kind of guy who hit 295 and have an OBP of 298.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, he's a hitter. He's not here to walk.
No.
Now, the one thing that I think is going to be something to monitor with Jose Alvarado being down and then being down bullpen options is Thompson – he's going to start stretching these starters maybe an inning too far than we think, and whether or not that's going to come back to bite him. Ranger probably went an inning later than he had to yesterday.
Yeah.
Lizardo the other night, he went back out there even though he was grinding it out for the first 5 innings of it. And he said after the game, we're down arms, so it's going to be even more pressure on this starting staff to go deep into ball games.
But doesn't
– that means Dave needs to go out and get us a damn –
or one of these guys should just go into the bullpen. I just like, what's worse, putting Ranger in the bullpen or letting all these guys pitch extra innings, and then we get to mid-September
and, they're all cooked. Nothing, yeah.
Well, but that could be the benefit of the six man.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Gives them a little bit more of a break there. Yeah. So I think that's certainly something to monitor here. These starters going a little bit deeper into games. Now he did say that when Nola's back, so Nola's throwing a bullpen over the weekend, could be back soon, that they're going to put Taiwan in the bullpen and just leave him there. So he said that there's no plans. Like, if we need a starter, we'll put Taiwan back in the rotation. They're interested in what Taiwan looks like as a real reliever. And they want to, I guess they're going to try him in some high leverage spots, and we'll kind of see how it goes.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
I don't think it's going to work either. I don't think it's going to work either. But whatever, you know, we'll see.
We'll always have that three inning through against the Rays.
Wheeler on the mound tonight. The A's have lost 9 in a row.
Let's make it 12.
I hope so.
Can we steal that Miller kid from Sacramento while we're out there?
Oh, Mason Miller?
Yeah.
You going to see your boy? Yeah.
Yeah.
They got some talent. I'm surprised they've lost 9 straight. They were a little frisky. They're 22 and 29 now, so obviously they were over 500 when this whole thing happened. So, yeah. But yeah, either way, Wheeler on the mountain, not a bad way to start a series.
Speaking of being frisky.
There it is.
He gave you the eyebrows.
540.
Well, you know, like, the deal is that, you know, you have these summer nights where you're having a good time and you want to end it with the best time. You might need a little help. We all need a little help every once in a while. Blue Chew is a little help. It's a little help. It's a chewable.
So it turns into a big help.
There you go.
Yeah.
For some of us.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the tools are the tools.
Yeah,
but Blue Chew can help you get the most out of your tools.
Yeah, everyone's got different tools.
Yep, this is gonna go to 50, isn't it? It's a chewable, not a pill. Easier to take.
Yep.
Nobody likes pills.
Is that what they say?
Same active ingredients as Viagra, Levitra, Staxin, and Cialis.
Yep.
There it is. We're going to give you the first month for free just so you can try it, just so you can be better and you'll know it was the right choice. I know you've been thinking about it, but free, hell yeah, free. First month free, go to bluechew.com, use code 94, your first month is free. It's on us. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. It's like $5. You can handle that. And then you can really handle that. Look, you're not even going to have to go to a doctor's office because it all happens right there at bluechew.com. They figure it out there. They figure out the right mix for you. Answer a few questions. Takes 5 minutes. And then no pharmacy either. Just gets delivered into your mailbox in a discreet
hard
package. BlueChew.com, I said. Code 94, I said. Free first month, I said. Just pay for the shipping. And then you can.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it. Do it. Chew it.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Can I get this off my leisure real quick?
Sure. Hell yeah.
Totally forgot that Wilt Chamberlain is in the top 10. So for everybody out there who heard my list earlier, that was a just a brain cramp that I didn't mention Wilt Chamberlain. Of course, he's in the top 10.
Real players have to be in your top 10, though, right? Or they're not that.
Not urban legends?
Yeah.
Wilt Chamberlain's in the top 10, which means Olajuwon is definitely out.
Yes, for sure. Now, is your top 10 now really just 15? But there's 15 players.
It's five big men, five perimeter players.
Okay. Do you want to? Okay, so Wilt, Shaq, Kareem, Bill Russell.
And Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan, that's the five.
Yep.
And then LeBron, Michael Jordan, Kobe,
Magic Bird.
Yep. That's the five.
Yep. I think that's a pretty impenetrable top 10.
Well, that's the thing with Steph.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. How does Steph get in there?
Well, I can't wait to take Tim Duncan out.
They're very similar in some ways. Good team guys. Won a lot.
Steph has had a bigger impact.
I think so. Yep, I agree.
Tim Duncan's a winner. That's his greatest contribution. He's a solid winner. What else?
Well,
it sounds like someone else I know.
So you want to drop him down the list because that's the only skill he has?
Yeah, interesting. Interesting.
You said he had really good teammates, I guess, right?
Is he an elite winner?
Yeah.
Well, he is an elite winner.
Okay.
Jake and Delco, you're on WIP.
What do you want us to do?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Jake?
What's up, Jake?
Good. Hey, I want to talk for a second about the tush push. I know you were talking about it a little bit earlier in the show. You know, I'm happy that the league, you know, did the sensible thing and upheld it and everything. And the talk of the injury risk, you know, I know that you were going into that earlier, and I know you played the clip from Kelsey. You know, I really have a hard time, you know, absorbing that because I've been practicing the tush push for about a year now in my backyard with my kids, and
oh, nice.
I have yet to get injured.
Well, how big are your kids?
Yeah, are you pushing them? Yeah, or are they pushing
who's doing
you?
Who's the pushing? Yeah. What's going on?
You know, a little of this, a little of that. You know, it's like, no one's been hurt yet. You know, my kid kind of messes it up now and then. He's donkeying around back there. But, you know, for the most part, everyone's gotten out scot-free. So, you know, I think they made the right decision. I think that we need to just sort of let that part of it go because I'm obviously living proof that there's no injury risk.
Yeah, well, you know, kids, if you're my age, you also were doing Superfly Snuka stuff off the couch.
Top rope,
Never got hurt either. So that's a good one, Jake. Jake, for next question today, you got something you really love or really hate about summer?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. I sort of have a bone to pick with an answer that was given earlier about swamp ass being one of the worst things about summer. I actually think it's one of the best things about summer.
You enjoy it, interesting.
You know, I do. I really like how it feels, you know. Your body sweats for a reason.
It's natural.
And, you know, in the summer, you know, my ass is hot, and that happens, and it cools it off, you know.
There you go.
That's a good spend zone.
That is an excellent call from Jake.
We're at that time. Of day and week.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where the calls are there.
5:45 before Memorial Day.
Swamp ass is a good thing.
Yeah. Yep.
It's got to be the first time I've heard that one.
Yep.
Someone wants to make a case for swamp ass.
Yep. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Well, 3.5 hour concerts are rough, but 3.5 hours at the Farley Service Center, that's too long.
That's what dreams are made of.
Like, I have to see you and talk to you on the same day?
People are happier getting a Whopper than coming by you guys. And it's so cold and all those flowers. Is there a funeral going on over there? I don't know this.
Hey, take my wife, please. It's like you just have Cowboys, one-liners here.
The 92 Cowboys, the 93 Cowboys, and the 95 Cowboys. Bam, there you go. There are some great teams right there.
95 Cowboys.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know. 92, 93 for sure. Yeah.
Spike, your common sense and compassion for the Cowboys makes you top of my list as host. Jack, you're the only host to let me win a prize, and with your common sense, you've named me top 5 caller. Ike, let's get to you. All right, Ike.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to quote you a line from The Walking Dead, something Rick said to Negan. I'll change a few words, though, here. The Cowboys will have the revenge. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday soon the Cowboys are going to have revenge on the Eagles. And when that day comes, Ike, I will bathe in their glorious victories, and you will understand my pain. Goodbye, losers. It's cold out here. Bye.
Cowboy Jim showed up today.
How about you just bathe?
Yeah. In a light blue shirt, handmade, that's a top 5 caller with Cowboy Jim on the back.
Yep. Yeah. Got to respect it.
Oh, I have to respect it.
Got to respect
it.
He's a treat.
No, he's awesome. He really is. He really is. I didn't think he would find his way.
He did, though.
But he's found his way.
I didn't think he'd find his way through my ear, to be quite honest with you. Yeah. I didn't like it at all. Yeah. But he's become an excellent caller.
Yeah. Well,
okay, caller. Good personality.
Yeah, good personality.
Yeah. So do we have, Buzz, do you have a list of our best and worst answers today?
I do,
for the prize? What do we got?
Swimming pools, I thought, was a good best one. Francie in L.A. is a good best one. Beach season, water ice, some of the highlights.
Well, hold on. Corey's answer was hot swimming pools.
Yeah, that was a terrible answer. Yeah, he wanted heated swimming pools. Yeah.
I did not specify the heated. I apologize. Baseball hosting parties, swamp ass there at the end.
I think Francie in L.A. is a good answer.
Yeah,
give it that. So that person will get their choice of tickets to go see Thomas Rhett, Creed, or The Offspring at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, all in July, as we celebrate Live Nation's $30 Ticket to Summer special offer. You can go to livenation.com/ticket to summer for more details. We want to do text line?
Yeah.
All right. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Don't worry, Buzz. Spike is talking trash about you now, but all you have to do is string together a couple of good shows and he'll be your biggest fan. Trey Turner and Bryce Harper.
Yep. Never said anything negative about him, did you?
I was never negative on Trey this year. And Bryce, I said, it was your show.
One foot in the grave.
It was your show.
I said I was disappointed in the actions, not the play. Want that clear.
Forgot that was his show that day. Yeah.
Everyone forgets that.
Me becoming too negative on the Phillies this year,
it's going to drive you
something
crazy.
Else. Oh, yeah. I might quit.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. He was right there. Yeah. Easy.
Put Gilio there anyway. Yeah. What's next?
To finish up debate days, we've saved our spiciest debate for last. Spike from 3 weeks ago, who repeatedly said Bryce was cooked, will debate Spike from today, who is apparently the gatekeeper of Phillies fandom, Alex in Lancaster.
That's a tough battle.
Yeah. I give up.
They don't even let you. They can't even let you be pro Phillies.
No, it was never going to work. Honestly, you had a good point. Every time I would do it, you would be like, "This is not you. This is not you." And the audience has decided it is not me. So I hated him all along. What's next?
Is Elliot single-handedly trying to bring back the term metrosexual? Knee-length pea coat, eye cream, perfectly coiffed hair, and now espresso martinis and Beyonce merch? Mark and Modco.
It's coiffed hair.
It is coiffed.
Coiffed.
He is an idiot.
Coiffed hair battle? What are we doing?
Just look it up.
Yeah. How did you not know that?
Coiffed hair?
Coiffed.
Have you ever heard anyone say coiffed?
That's what I'm saying.
Battle's almost 50, isn't it?
No, he's younger than me.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Coiffed. What's next?
I think I might actually be a bad owner. Josh Harris, after listening to Elliot lose twice trying to defend him.
It's really the wrong guy.
Yep.
It's the wrong guy. All right.
I'm never going to be good at not getting distracted by stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sorry. What's next?
Of course Metallica is bigger than Beyonce. Duh. The specific Eagles players that went to the White House.
That's not right.
You know, you remember Steve Everett?
Yeah. How's Steve Everett? You talking about my former teammate?
Yes.
Yeah, his former teammate.
So I saw Steve Everett at a Metallica concert.
That makes sense.
I've never seen someone so drunk in my entire life.
That makes sense, too.
He was pushing me, and he grabbed my arm really hard, and he said, "You should kill all of these guys." Talking about everybody else at YSP.
Jeez.
Then he ended up on the injured list, and they said it was something that happened during practice, and I was like, nope, that happened in the pit at Metallica.
He was drunk, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Steve Everett, man. Yep.
Is it him?
Well, he was different.
Yeah, he was. He was enormous.
Yes.
Yeah, what's next?
Mike is the nicest guy on the radio until your call has gone on too long, and he interrupts demanding that you answer today's next question. Yeah. Tell me the best and worst things about summer and get the hell out of here. Tim in Newark.
Text line.
Got him. When Ike's asking you next question.
Yeah, that's when you know it's gone too long.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, well, thank you to Chickies and Pete and the Farless Service Plaza for having us. Thank you to Taz and Fran.
To blow away.
Yeah, and Tucker on site here.
Get out of here.
Taz, Fran, and Tucker on site. Thank you to Buzz back in the studio. And everybody have a great and safe Memorial Day weekend. See you at Metallica.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.